Okay, you can start.
Good evening. The title of tonight's share is Bombs Falling, Elections Looming. What could Hashem want? So I'll begin by just giving a very brief introduction. Yom Ha'Nevuim is a very difficult time of year. See, when it comes to the other Yom Tovim, you can almost ignore the message of the Yom Tov without consequences. I'll give an example. Pesach has its mitzvah, you eat matzah, you don't eat chomets, morah, seder, wonderful. Even if you're totally oblivious to the message of emunah, everything is still fine, you're kind of the mitzvahs, and you have a wonderful Yom Tov. On Sukkot, you eat in the supper, you shake your lulav and esrig. So let's say you're not focused on the message. Okay, some hold that if you don't have the kavanah when you're sitting in the sukkah, that you're sitting under the protection of the Anani Yaakovid, you're not yoitzer. But leaving that aside, you sat in your sukkah, you shook your lulav and esrig, wonderful. Yom Neroyim, if you don't know what the message is, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then it has terrible detrimental effects on the rest of the year. So it's not in one's best interest to ignore the message of the Yom Neroyim. So let's delve into the very serious message of the Yom Neroyim. That's right, I'm going to give you even some more fear. It's good, you'll see. The seriousness of the Yom Neroyim, of the Yimei HaDin, everything is at stake. Everything for the whole year. Personal, private, familial, children, parents, grandchildren, world, weather, war, Eretz Yisrael, your backyard, on the street, on the subway, everything. And everything is reflected in the words of the Rambam, who writes in Hilchot Tshuva, Peri Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Kishen, just as Shoiklin's Chuyos Adam Vavainos of they weigh the merits of an individual and his sins, Vashash Misasai, at the time of a person's demise, Kach Bechol Son of a Son every single year, Shoiklin Avoinis Kolechov Yechot, they weigh the sins of each individual, Miboy Oilam, those that are walking on the planet, Imzu Chuyos with his merits, Beyontop So Rosh Hashanah. And here's what they look for. Misanim sa tzaddik nechtam l'chayim. If he's found to be a tzaddik, righteous person, he's right away signed, sealed. Nechtam means sealed l'chayim for life. Misanim sa rasha chatasolam nechtam l'misa. V'habenuni, we are the benuni. Toilim, they hang. Toilim oisad yom ha-kippurim. And I once said pshat in a lecture several years ago, toilim mamish literally is hanging. And the rope is around his neck, and they're about to kick the chair away from under his feet. If he does tshuva, he's inscribed and sealed. Wow. So, the primary emotion of Yom Neroyim is fear. After all, the Yom Neroyim are called days of awe. The Nabi tells us, Aryeh, the lion, Shoag, he roars, Milo, he roars, will you not fear? And Chazal revealed to us that the letters, Aryeh, lion, Aleph, Reish, Yud, Hey, stands for Aleph, Elul, Reish, Rosh Hashanah, Yud, Yom Kippur, Hey, Hoshana Rabbah, when is the last moment, the last chance to have a wonderfully positive signature for the rest of the year. And that's the reason why we say, L'dovet Hashem Ori, which Be'ez Hashem we will get into. In fact, we begin restarting HaMelech HaRosh Hashanah, and we continue through Yom Kippur. And I've always had the question, one second, Melech, that's Rosh Hashanah, we know that. HaMelech, right? Melech, Bo Shaifa, you bought the Shaifa when you installed the king. That's Rosh Hashanah. Why? One second, Rosh Hashanah is over. Rosh Hashanah is done. We're now on our way to Tshuva. So why in the Shemot Esrei are we saying Melech? In the beginning of Shemot Esrei, HaMelech HaKadosh. In the middle of Shemot Esrei, HaShiva Shemteinu, HaMelech HaMishpat. At the end, we're mentioned, what's going on over here? Why do we keep on mentioning Melech? We crowned him. It's over. Done with. We're on the way to Tshuva. It's totally different. You see, Yom HaMorah evokes a very ominous feeling. Everybody fears the divine judgment. And the fear makes us all nervous and uncomfortable. And maybe you want to say, let's eliminate the element of fear completely from the Yom HaMorah. We'll have a very nice Yom HaMorah. Truth is, look at the tefillahs. We actually request fear. The Nusach HaShmoneh V'chein Tein Pastacha Hashem Elokeinu. Grant us your awe, Hashem, your fear. Ve'emos Ka'akoma Shemarasa. On all your works, they will have dread. We're asking for this stuff. You're telling me everyone's scared? That's what you asked for it on Yom Tovim. And last week you asked for it. Fear, it seems, isn't just an inevitable side effect of being judged. It's an integral feature of the time period that we are currently in. Something we specifically asked for in every one of the 13 Shemot Esrei, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In fact, a prominent psychiatrist once told Rabbi Yosef Der Soloveitchik that if he had the authority, he would omit the tefillah that we're asking for fear. And the psychiatrist told him, Soloveitchik, you know how many people, the anxiety level, the major cause of mental deficiencies and people can't function, the anxiety is off the charts. You want them to focus, get rid of the fear. But no, we ask for fear. You think we're the only ones that are requesting the fear? You know something? Hashem doesn't listen to our feelings. Hashem answers our feelings. He gives us fear. Do you know that 23 years ago, 1 week before Rosh Hashanah, the Twin Towers tragedy occurred? I'll give you another one. Do you know that in 2005, on the Sunday before Shabbat Mevarchen for Elul, one of the greatest natural disasters that the United States has ever seen took place in the month of Elul? Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina was the costliest natural disaster in the history of the United States. Total property damage was estimated at $81 billion. But I might be speaking too soon because as we speak, Hurricane Milton, Category 5, catastrophic. They say it can forever change the coastline of Florida. And what about in 2008, 3 years after that? Beginning 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the worldwide monetary system appeared in the throes of a meltdown. Remember the demise of Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and the federal government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, all that financial stuff. That happened 2008, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And this year, one day before Rosh Hashanah, Iran sends 180 missiles into Eretz Yisrael, Rahmana Litzlan. Something that we didn't experience, I don't think. I call the mother of all fears. You know when World War II began? It began on September 1, 1939, which fell out on the 17th of Elul, less than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. V'chein Pascha, the Eibishter listens to our tefillahs. This year has been a very difficult year. October 7th, nearly a year of war, international opinion turning increasingly against us. Daily missile showers from the north, from the east, from the west, all over the place. The heartbreaking plight of our hostages in Gaza, the over 70,000 Israelis forced to leave their homes, farms, businesses in the north, yeshivas in Israel in urgent need of support. And the fear exists not only in Israel and our own backyard with the rampant anti-Semitism. There's a reason for all this fear. And I'd like to be able to peel the onion by starting with the tefillah that we are all very much familiar with. The Medrash says, the beginning of Elul, we repeat every single day in the morning if the night is put down by the Mate Ephraim. There's a question on what's the Makor, what's the source. But we say, L'Dovid Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi. L'Dovid Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi. Hashem is our light, V'Yishi and our salvation. And then it says, Mi Yira. I didn't have to speak tonight. Just say, L'David Hashem. Mimi Yira. From whom should we have fear? Hashem Mo'oz Chaya. He is the stronghold of our life. Mimi Yabchad. From whom should we have dread? Okay, good night. It's in L'David Hashem. The very first pasuk. David HaMelech says. David HaMelech. He lived a tough life. His son wanted to kill him. Saul, everybody. He's been running all over the place. And in the middle, he says, Acha sho'alti me'ez Hashem, Oysa abakesh. And the question is, Achas, one thing, Oysa v'shifti v'ezim, kol yameichayai, his whole life. What about the fact that you got to live your life, you got to go shopping, you got to eat food, you got to make the food, you got to bring up the kids? And the pshat is, David HaMelech wanted to be with the Eivishter. Achas, one thing, Shameez Hashem, Oysha, you God, Abakesh. I seek, Kol Yimei Chayai. My whole life, that's all I want. Because everything that I do, I will think of you. That's the pshat. And if you're bringing up the kids, think of the Eivishter. That's what David HaMelech was. And if you're doing the dishes, think of the Eivishter. If you're making the wonderful, delicious food, think of the Eivishter. That's what David HaMelech is for. But what exactly does this mean, L'David Hashem over Yishi? So let's start to peel the onion. The Medrash tells us, Oyri refers to Rosh Hashanah. Yishi refers to Yom Kippur, my salvation, in the form of Mechilas Lichin Kapora. What a wonderful time. Yom Kippur is known as the happiest Yom Tov, because our slates are wiped clean. But that Rosh Hashanah is Oiri, the light. Not only do we find light with regard to Rosh Hashanah, with regard to the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, we find light. And we said it, you said it when you heard the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, Asrei, Asrei Ho'om, you remember that? Yoidei Teruah. Asrei, happy, fortunate are the people, Yoidei Teruah, they know the Teruah. Hashem, they walk in the light of your presence. What does that mean? What's the connection with light and shofar and Rosh Hashanah? So the simple explanation is shine a light, look at your deeds. But that's Yom Kippur, that's not the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Melech. You shine the light on your deeds, you'll do tshuva, that's Yom Kippur. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah Oiri? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says a beautiful explanation on the Pasuk Asrei Ha'om Yoidei Teruah. Happy or fortunate is the nation, the people who know the true Hashem. Be'ol panecha yahaleichum, they walk in his light. Zok Rav Moshe. To who that means, Shaneda, he knows, the individual, the person knows, Eich, how, Shehatzarais, the difficulty and the pain and the frustrations and the anxieties and the suffering, Hamarubais, Shabo, that come on him, the many that come on him, Shehain, Mechunim, B'Shem, Trua. The Trua is, that's the Trua. Shvarim is, Trua is, the nine very short blows, and Ki is, Trua, Kia, this long, smooth sound. that he knows that the tzaras hamarubay shabo shehem b'shem trua, the sobbing, the whimpering, the pa 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 pa. It's like when who may Hashem? The light mikrabi alma. It's not happenstance, not coincidental. It's not nature. It's specifically from the Eibishter. Elisha, who din Hashem yizbarach mitzad myself shegarmuzeh. God didn't create it on his own. We are the ones that created the tzorais for ourselves through our actions. The yisa hashoifa atzmai, the shoif itself, yachal l'koyeg, I'm tkir. You know this shoif that just blew the trua? It can, you want to have shalva, peace, quiet, manuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, tranquility. The shoif can blow the tkir as well. Shahu coil poshet, very simple sound. Simon lechayi salva, peaceful life. But batali lefi masha, he said masha. It's what you do with the shofar. Ukamoy kain, similarly, tolu chayav. Your life is but he said din shemayim atzmai. It's a din shemayim im l'shalva for peace, im chafasholim l'tzara. Oh, heaven forbid for tzaras, for suffering and pain lefi ma'isav according to your action. Im toivim, if it's good, yodum b'chayi shalom. You will be judged with a happy life, peaceful life, and rather, and if it's bad, you're the Mechai Yitzhak, Chatzah Shalom. If it's our purest, that's the explanation, Asher Yoyde Tura, happy or fortunate, is the one who knows the Tura. She Yoyde, and he knows me who is that Tura, who made the Tura. The Zeo, and that's what we say on Rosh Hashanah, Malchi Yoyshetam Lichuni Aleichem, you should rule over me, Hanu Shetedu. You should know Hashem hu ha-melech hu ha-noisem chayim u-mavis. God is watching us. Everything we do. So you know what Oiri is? Oiri is clarity, my friends. Oiri is clarity. When something happens, it's coming from the Eibishter because we are the ones that created. It's up to us to determine the nature of the year that we will have based on our action, based on our activities, based on our thoughts, based on our speech. It's totally up to us. And the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so meticulous, so careful. It's a din of mishpat. It's justice. There's also rachamim, of course, in the din. But l'maisa, there's nothing happenstance. There's nothing coincidental. There's nothing just happens to happen. With clarity, we know exactly what's going on. Clarity, the Oiri, the light, erases all doubt and propels the individual to greater spiritual heights. And when we acclaim that, when we can reach that level, it sets the stage for a life of passionate Judaism, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with clarity. It brings our immense growth, our deepened faith, our heightened spirituality. Clarity melts away all uncertainty and ambiguity and creates a clear picture for us of Hashem's hand in everything that happens. It causes us to dig deep into our neshama and to connect with the Eibishter. In other words, as long as our finite minds can never understand the reasoning of an infinite God, we can try to see his involvement. I want to be the Eibishter with you. You are with me. Call you may chayai. Wherever I go, I find parking. I get a compliment. I bumped the fender of the car. It's all Baskocha brought this. It's from the Eibishter based on my Maisim. He's the Melech. And he's involved in every detail of our lives. And with that clarity comes the passion that draws our neshama ever closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Nefesh HaChayim. There's no uncertainty. Nisim, good, bad, everything, it's from the Eibishter. No uncertainty, it's all a wonderful. That's right. 23 years ago, after the Twin Towers tragedy, Ramat Yisroel showed us how to use the Oiri to get our Yishi, to get our salvation. I remember vividly the Mashgiach said that the fear of is one of the unexpected benefits of the Twin Towers tragedy. Don't forget, it happened when we started to say Slichus and Elo, the Mashkiach asked that we should think back to the previous Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we should remind ourselves what we davened for. V'chein pachtecho. And guess what? The Eibishter delivered. And now the question is, what do we do with the fear that we asked for? The Eibishter heard our tefillahs. Should we lose our heads in confusion and hysteria? What are we supposed to do with the fear? And why did we want it in the first place? And the answer, said the Mashgiach, is look a little bit further in the tefillah. V'chein pachtecho Hashem Elohim. V'yereucha kol amasim, let all your works revere you. V'yishtachavu lefanecho kol abruam. This is from the Mashgiach. Lech atzalik livracha. V'yishtachavu lefanecho kol abruam. Let all the creatures bow down before you. V'yasa chulam aguda achas. We'll all be united not only to each other, but we are all born in matam Hashem Elokeichem when we say the Sim Shalom. Ba'o panecha. Sim Shalom, Toiva, Uvracha, Chaim, Chain, Bocheze, Berachamim. I'll call Yisrael, Amel, Bochenu, Abinu, Kolonu, Ke'echod. Because we are all united in serving you and gaining clarity as to what's going on in the world. That's why we wanted the Pacha. That's why we wanted the fear. Because if we wanted the fear to unite us in our devotion to the Eibishter. We wanted it to bring us to the realization we are all in God's hands and we have no control of our destinies. We wanted the fear to bring us closer to our Father in heaven. We wanted the fear to unite us all, the whole world, and all devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mashgiach said, guess what? Baruch Hashem, we've been given the fear and we have to use it. Use it for the betterment of our lives, for the safety of our families. And the only way is to seek refuge in the salvation in the Yishi, which is in God's hands. And the Mashgiach said, this is a quote, Chazdei Hashem, that when God comes to judge us and set the course for our future, He does not come all at once and we have a boatload of avarice. Every single year, He shakes the branches, so to speak. This is from the words of the Mashgiach, the Helik of Mashgiach. He creates a situation in the world around us so we shake ourselves loose from our slumber and we take notice. Ramat Yisro said that in one mind-numbing hour when the Twin Towers fell, Americans were forced to admit that they were vulnerable, that there's a higher power. And they are reminded that there is a God who rules the world. The Mashgiach continued to listen to these words. Quote, amidst all the pain and tragedy, Hashem has handed us an opportunity, he called it. He said, who knows how long this opportunity will continue? Who knows how long it will be before people forget that they are not invincible? People have forgotten what COVID taught us. We are not invincible. We are not invincible. Not only that, we have no control. Not only that, we go moment to moment. Not only that, we are not assured that we will live for another year. People think another year is a given. A couple of weeks ago, I lost a very dear 86-year-old aunt, like an older sister to my wife. She was her family. She had a zest for life. Never she suffered at the end of her life. All her wonderful kids, all learning it in Chinuch. Mamash, I told her, I said, Shirley, you have unbelievable schusim. And then 3 days later, I went to a levaya of a 59-year-old Rav in my community in Brooklyn, who never in the summer fell off a bike. They don't know what happened. He was in a coma, and 2 months later, he lost his life. We need to gain clarity of how meaningful life is and that the Eibishter is the one that controls everything. And that's what the Yom and the Roim are all about. That we shouldn't find at the end, why didn't someone remind me? I told someone in my shul in Jackson, I said, imagine you see your child running out into the street. I said, how old is your youngest? He said, 5. Your 5-year-old child is running out in the street, and you're inside the home, and through the window you see him. What are you going to start? You're going to start saying, Yingle, look out. He's never going to hear you. And if you open the window in a fit of hysteria and you start to shout, he may not hear you as well. So you pick up the heaviest thing that will hit him, startle him, dare I say, almost even hurt him temporarily. He'll be startled. He'll stop dead in his tracks, but he won't be dead in his tracks. He'll stop alive in his tracks, save from being dead in his tracks, from the car that's oncoming, which he doesn't have the seichel to see. And you'll say, Baruch Hashem, I found this heavy thing right next to me, and I'm so happy I was able to hit him with it. You saved his life. And you'll be able to enjoy all the many, many moments of happiness, of joy, of exhilaration, of accomplishment, of connection with this wonderful Yingle. Baruch Hashem, I'm so glad I hit him so hard. Boy, did I wake him up. But when he looks back at me, he knows where it came from. He doesn't think for a moment, Papi, how could you have done that to me? There's no way. Because you know, he knows that you love him. Mommy, how could you have thrown that at me? Because he knows that you love him. He knows you give him food. You give him life. So why is this moment different than all the other moments? Man is done a moment azeh mikol ha-moments. And it's not. It's the same. And it's not something he goes around and says, but let me see. My parents love me, and therefore, yeah, I have a moon of betochen in them. He feels it. Because that's his total survival. Relying on you. Let me ask you a bad question. Before you were born, were you analyzing? Were you afraid? Were you full of anxiety? Well, will I be born or won't I be born? Will I be given life? You were totally reliant on the Eibishter. Ah, so you mean now that you see and understand about all the good that he gives you, so now it creeps into our head that maybe he's coming to sniff us. No, does that make sense? We have too much seichel, therefore the Eibishter suffers. Think about it. Before you were born, Gornish Megornish, nobody's worrying, nobody's wondering. Everybody knows clearly the Eibishter runs the world. So afterwards, and you were a 5-year-old, if you were the kid that your parents threw that thing, you also wouldn't second guess. Because you have Mahatish Kain Seichel. Now that he did you a favor, gave you some seichel. So now let me use it against him. Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. Look, I know what's going on. So you know what the or is for, Iri? That the Eibishter is the Melech. He's the Ovinu Shebashamayim, Ovinu Malkeinu. And that's why, in order to do tshuva, we keep on mentioning Melech. Don't ever lose sight of the Melech. Because then if you do, you won't feel that you have to do tshuva. Remind yourself, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. HaMelech, Melech, Melech. Yes, while we're doing tshuva, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. If you lose sight of the light and you don't have clarity, then you won't come to Yishi. You won't come to ask to do tshuva. You won't feel that you Who? What, your neighbor? You have to ask. I'm sorry, I did something to my neighbor. Yes, if you're this wonderfully nice individual who's sensitive. But otherwise, what did I do? Who, what? I owe him a set. For what? What does he do for me? So in the Nishmas, we remind ourselves. Afilu kachol hayom, like the sands of the sea. And Lord, mispod, there's no number. There's absolutely no way we can thank the Eibishter, no matter how many mitzvahs we do. And wait. You know why he gives us all the mitzvahs? Says the Rambam, Rotzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zacher es Yisrael. Oh, wait until I tell you this here on that. Oh, it'll blow your mind. You know, Mish Chesed? Let's see, Loi Signo. Oh, you were gonna, really? You were gonna rob the thing from Yenim? Loi Sirtzach. Oh, you were gonna kill him? And we get scarred for that. I once gave a marshal. Can you imagine, you come into class, and your teacher says, if you don't spit on the person next to you, I'll give you 75 extra points on your test. And you say, boy, what a teacher. What a mora. What a rebbe. This is great. I would have never thought to do it anyways. And now I'm getting extra points for eternity. That's the whole reason why we have all the mitzvahs for. Really? Yeah, you mean the Eibush is not looking to trip us with little detail? No! Just to the contrary, this is the Eiri. This is the clarity. This is the light. All the mitzvahs sought to give us an opportunity. Even for the things you would have never dreamed of doing, they give us an opportunity to get scum. This world, eternity, mind-blowing. You come to work and your boss says, and if you don't spill your coffee on lunch, I'll give you a $25,000 raise. I wasn't going to spill it anyways. Are you kidding me? You mean you won't work extra hard for a boss like that? And when you cut your lunch, if you don't use the knife to cut someone, you're a fellow employee, I'll give you a $100,000 raise. This boss is wonderful. He's nuts, but he's wonderful. Ratakonis Baruch Lazakas, this is so. He wanted to give us merit. Lafikas, therefore, Hebel Lahem. That's why he made so many Torah mitzvahs. That's the Ivy. That's the Inulufonei Malchios. That's the Melechak Moloichak Kol Oilam Kuloi Bechvaydei. With your glory, that's the glory. We see the Yad Hashem. We understand what the mitzvahs are. We understand what the tzaras are. So now I want to go through the things that are giving us the anxiety and listen what Chazal tell us. Let's talk about the American election. Less than a month away. Nobody knows who's going to win. Everyone's... Now, I'm not going to get political here. I don't care who you vote for. When I say that, I mean, that's your own personal choice. But you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara, Baba Basra, Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, said the Pasuk, Bahamas Nase L'chol Arayish, Hashem is exalted, the head above all. Amar Rab Chonim Bar Rabba, Amar Rab, Afilu even Reish Gar Gusha. You know what the Reish Gar Gusha is? The most insignificant position of authority, meaning the one who determines who digs the irrigation ditches, the head of that department, Stadigma Mishamaya Mukmile. It's set up from Shemayim, is appointed by God. You want to know who your world leader, who your president is going to be? It's the Beferish Gemara, it's the Eibishter. It's the Eibishter. Everything. Who will win the election in November? The Eibishter. He'll decide whatever's good for clients or whatever's good. That's what will be. Wait. You want to know how kings make their decisions? Says the Gemara. Palgei Mayim Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem HaKol Asher Yachpoitz Yatenu. Like channeled water is the Hashem's hand. He directs whoever he wishes. Lay Malachim B'yad Hashem comes from this pasuk. The heart of kings in the hand of God. All the decisions Netanyahu, Bibi. All the decisions. You want to know why Putin invaded Ukraine at the time it happened? It made no sense. Some people said, oi, how could it be? Well, you know something? Maybe the Avishta knew that Klal Yisrael would have a war in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe he knew that if Russia wasn't tied up in Ukraine, they might come to the aid of Hezbollah and Iran and the Houthis and everybody else and Hamas. Did you ever think of that? I'm not saying that's the reason, but did you ever think of that? That makes sense now. Lay Malachim B'yad Hashem. Why did Putin go in? Yeah, but they're Chateva because the President of the United States is weak and we was off in Afghanistan, the whole nine yards. That's all, but they're Chateva, so we should have Bechira. So that we should use the or, the light, oiri, clarity. It's all in the hands of the Avishter. Your five-year-old Yingler who didn't get hit by the car, who got hit by something you threw, doesn't doubt for a moment what the pain is from or why. Rav Mordechai Gifter used to encourage his students to view all world events, such as wars, divine messages. Some ciphers suggest that global events, especially wars, are orchestrated by Hashem. So you know why we talk about Melech? For two main reasons. Reason number one, Baruch HaGeber, fortunate is the one, Asher Yiptach Hashem, who trusts in Hashem, Behoya Hashem Yiptachoy. And Hashem becomes his trust. And you're right, everybody knows that. But you know how many times I've spoken about Emune Chushis and Emune Sechvias. All the things that are happening in the world is part of Emune Chushis. So when the 180 missiles were coming down, my daughter who's living in Yishalayim HaKodesh, in the heart of Yerushalayim, called me. And she says, Abba, I just walked out of the bomb shelter. She says, you know something? It's such a different feeling in Eretz Yisrael. You hear the sirens and the bombs and you walk out and Baruch Hashem, nobody got hurt. Just like the Scud missiles, remember? In Bnei Brak, nothing happened as Reb Chaim Kanievsky had promised us, told us. And whether something doesn't happen, and even when something does happen, never October 7. It all comes from the same Abishter that opens up the window and throws the rock to save the child who's about to get hit by the car. But the difference is the child feels it. It's not a seichel dika thing. It's not intellectual. The child's not smart enough. The child, 5 years old. But he feels it in his bones. Says Rav Ella Lapayon, Hashem behaves with an individual according to the measure of trust that he has in Hashem. As we say in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, Al Yad Yiminecha, he is by your right hand. The way we shake our right hand, that's the way the shadow runs. And with all this, we can understand why Rosh Hashanah said the Shagas Ayin are brought down by the Meshabura. Rosh Hashanah, there's a tremendous mitzvah of simcha. Because if we live with the aura of Rosh Hashanah, if we're clean and we acquire it, we internalize it, we make it part of our life, we live it, not just in theory, but we walk out and we say, you know what, I'm a five-year-old child, I'm thinking too much. Even if the rock hits me, I know it's to wake me up. Zaktik Sam Sefer in the drushes, he said that there's a schus. In the schus of our proper simcha on the day of Rosh Hashanah, we will merit a good verdict on Yom Kippur. And let me tell you what a Talmud or a B'chaim Vital wrote about saying L'dovar Hashem Oiri, and I quote, it's a segula gedoyla, his loss in afilu gezeira ra, even a bad decree in the sunah al-Odom is given on a person min hashamayim. Kulanu levatole. It can all be for naught. Umavatel umave me'olav. It can remove from us. Kol gzeiros roz. All the big gzeiros for cautious and hard. V'yotzad akoy b'din. You'll walk out din. Say l'dovar Hashem oiri v'yishi. And that means say it, think it, internalize it. Over and over, morning and night. That's the Matavrayim, that's the Mishabrura. I want to dwell in your home. Call you Mechayai, and I told you the Pshat. Not only in shul, it's when you're making food, when you're taking care of the kids, when you're doing the laundry and the dishes. When you're helping, when you're sitting, when you're relaxing, when you're walking, when you're schmoozing. Internalize, internalize, internalize. Chushes, chushes, chushes. Live it. Learn it, live it, be it, feel it. Think it, do it. Many people are struggling with the war in Eretz Yisrael. I told you about my daughter. Many people are worried. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Be'ez Hashem next week for Sukkot by my daughter. My wife just went yesterday. You want to know who's going to fight the war? Said Rabbi Victor Miller, take a look at the Edom and the Mitzrayim. The pasuk said, Hashem yilochem lochem. The Eivishter will fight for you. It wasn't just then. And you know what happened when that happened? The pasuk said, Hashem yilochem. We say it in the Yoshe and Moshe. In the middle of the tefillahs and shacharis. Wow, the tefillahs come to life. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. When we say Hashem Yimloch, when Klal Yisrael said Hashem Yimloch, when that's the clarity. That's when it was Hashem Yimlochem Lochem. Can you imagine? When we gain the Eiri, the clarity, Hashem becomes our Ishmael Chomo, our man of war. He becomes our general, our captain, our lieutenant. He becomes our spy chief. When we acknowledge Hashem as Melech, Hashem fights our wars, especially in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the pasuk says. Koyrim el Hashem, they cry out to Hashem, Behu Ya'anim. But he wants us to feel it, that we never forget it. That's why over and over, this Rosh Hashanah and that Rosh Hashanah and the World Trade Center and then 2005 and 2008 and 2012 and 2024. Over and over and over, because we need to get the message. I remember the 1967 war, which they now call the Six-Day War. And I'll give you a little bit detailed. It looked disastrous. In April 67, Syria increased its shelling of the Israeli northern settlements, similar to what we have nowadays in Lebanon. I remember it. In May, the Egyptian president, Nasser, demanded that the peacekeeping troops that the United Nations are sent to sign, they must leave. And then Egypt blocked Israel's access to the sea, which is an act of war. Soon, Egypt and Jordan joined together. And the first head of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, remember that? Ahmed, somebody, I can't pronounce his last name, he boasted, we will wipe Israel off the face of the map and no Jew will remain alive, end quote. The people of Israel are frightened around the world. Jews and Israel's allies fear that this might be the end of the state of Israel, which had been born 19 years earlier. Wait, it got worse. Prime Minister Lebiesko went on television to give an uplifting speech to his people, but he had a bad cold. I know the way he feels. And he didn't have his reading glasses. I remembered to bring mine. And his voice was weak, and he stumbled over his words, leaving his listeners feeling more fearful than ever. And the chief of the military, Yitzhak Rabin, remember him? He became ill and went to the hospital in the midst of the crisis. You want to hear something terrifying? The children of Tel Aviv were taken out of the schools to dig bomb shelters, black out windows, and fill sandbags. That's how bad it was. And we know what happened. On the third day of the, now what we call the Six-Day War, not the 67 War, Israeli paratroopers entered the old city of Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, they took control of the Kaisel. And the famous story when Moshe Dayan, the general, went to the Kosel, was the first person to pray there. He placed a kvittel in one of the cracks of the wall. A curious news reporter took the kvittel from the Kosel and reported what Dayan wrote. It was a pasuk from Tehillim. May Eis Hashem Hois Hazois. Ah! Hineflois! It's a wonder be einenu. This was from Hashem. It's wondrous in our eyes. Everybody realized this unusual military victory was because Hashem runs the world. So last week, when the Israelis took out Nasrallah in Beirut, the lieutenant colonel commander of the 69th Squadron said, the mission was flawless, both in planning, execution, and outcome. Everything went smoothly. But you want to know something? Me'ez Hashem, Hoysezo, said Moshe Dayan, set in 67. He neflos, b'yayinu. And let me update you on that. When the 180 Iranian missiles rained down on Eretz Yisrael, one tech guy, a senior executive at Microsoft, with knowledge of the three protection systems in Eretz Yisrael, Iron Dome and Magen David, I don't know what they call it, he said, and I quote, if you're looking for miracles, last night I started believing in a God. Missiles hit all around me, but none of them hit my house or any house for that matter. Imagine, that night will go down in history right alongside many of Israel's accomplishments in the war, including the beepers, remember that exploded? You see, the night the 180 missiles came down, not only did we witness history, we witnessed miracles. We witnessed Hashem Yilochem. Hashem was watching. Because we, on Rosh Hashanah, proclaim Hashem the Malchus. You see, Malchus is really the aside of the Tochen, but it's internalizing it. When we say, Toiv Lahoydes Lashem, Ulazamer, and to sing Lashimcha, your name, Elyon, the one above high, the Abishter sees everything. He controls everything. We are the puppets. He's pulling the strings. Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. If we internalize Oyri, then we will be Zeichet to Yishi. And you think when people go through difficult things, let me read to you a story. Maya and Itai Regev ran for their lives. They were shot, taken hostage, and endured torture after Hamas terrorists attacked the Nova Music Festival that they were attending on October 7th. They were siblings. They were 22 and 19. Listen to what they say. When they were at the Nova Festival, they were not religious. And now they said that they only live to tell their stories because, quote, God was with us. Itai recently told a crowd in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, quote, October 7th was one big miracle. There were so many things that could have killed us that day. And I want to acknowledge many people did get killed. And it was terrible. But that's the Oiri, it's the Abishter. Because of our actions, whatever that means, we have to be better. And Baruch Hashem, we're gavaldi. But we have to do our tshuva. And the three hostages were given very little to eat. Just boxes of grape juice, bread, and some salt. Maya hoarded her grape juice rations, not knowing when the food supply would cease. But she also remembered that her brother enjoys grape juice. She begged her captives to allow them to bring some of her juice boxes to him. And the terrorist obliged. Little did she know that her brother, Dapé, had been praying for exactly that so he and Omer can make Kiddush on Friday night to sanctify the Shabbos. Isn't it a crazy story? Quote, when I got the grape juice, I felt like my prayers were answered. After that time, we got scared a lot less because we felt God was with us, Itai said. Throughout his ordeal, Itai never lost his faith in miracles. And he said, when I saw that I was really alive on October 8th, I never stopped believing I would come home. You want to know what to do with scared? You want to know what to do with being afraid? Follow what Ite said. He went through torture. He went through something nobody should ever go through. But he davened to be able to make kiddush on grape juice. And the Eibishter answered that tefillah. And to him, that was the internalization. That Hashem imodi. That Hashem is the Melech. And that's the message. That's what Oiri means. That's what means to feel the Oiri. And we keep on getting it until we feel it. Because once we internalize it and really feel it, like the five-year-old child that was saved, or each and every one of us before we were born, we relied completely, totally on the Eibishter. I'm not saying don't feel the fear. We're human. But feel it. Compartmentalize. Process it. And then deal with the rest of what life has to offer. And that is Hashem Imodi. Have clarity why it's happening. It threw me for a loop. You ever walk and somebody bumps into you, it throws you for a loop. But you don't stop getting angry at him. You don't start saying, what's the... You stop. Okay, he bumped in. Okay, wait, now, where was I going? Let me get back my balance. Let me get back my mojo. Let me continue. What was I thinking? Where was I going? What was I going to do? And that's the way we do it, because we have the Oiri. Now let's talk about the Yishi, the tshuva part. How do we do tshuva? You know, the events of the past week in Eretz Yisrael, and what's happening now with this unbelievable hurricane. And I'm not forgetting the anti-Semitism. It's a shattering clap of thunder from the heavens to awaken us. As the Rambam said, V'dovah zeh midakei atshuva shebizman shetovei tzara. When service comes, v'yitzaku alem, we scream on the v'yariyu, and we blow the shofar. Yedu akol, everybody knows. Like the Rambam said in the other place, akol biglav ma'isei maroi ma'olam. We cause it, and Hashem is just dishing it out based on what we did. Avamim lawyers akol, v'loyariyu, we won't cry out. And we won't change our Eliyahu. We'll say, yeah, dove is every minute, I don't know what happened. I don't know. God got kicked off at us. I don't know. But Sarazan Nikra Nikuris, it's called happenstance, coincidental, Harezah Derech Abzarius. I've spoken about this Rambam. It's not just wrong, it's cruel. Because the Toysevat Sarah, Sarah Acheris. It'll bring more Sarahs until we get the message. The Torah is informing us. Everyone can do tshuva, wake up. The Rambam says, "Afilu Abba Kol Yomav." Your whole life, you did tshuva. You had the tshuva beyond Misasa at the end. Kol Avay Noisav Manum Cholin. They're all forgiven. The Rambam brings down the laws of tshuva directly after the laws of idol worship. That means even if someone was a sinner his whole life, he can still do tshuva. But we got a plan. How do we do tshuva? So be'ezes Hashem, I'll explain how to do tshuva. And I'll use the immortal words of Benjamin Franklin, who said, when we fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail. I love that quote. Again, when you fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail. And Abraham Lincoln once said, if I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 6 hours sharpening my axe. So how do we prepare? So I'll give you the options and I'll give you the conclusion. And then Be'ezus Hashem will all be Zeicher. Once we have the Oiri, we will be Zeicher to the Yeshi, to the salvation. The Rambam said, Sarach Aladam Shiyura Atzmai Kol Hashana. Look at yourself the whole year, like the world, Ki'ilu Chetzav Zaka V'Chetzav Chaya. You do one sin, the whole world goes down. You do one mitzvah, the whole world goes up. Frekra V'Sol Salata, so don't do tshuva, just do one mitzvah. But that's no good, we have to do tshuva, because if you do just one mitzvah, you don't do tshuva, then you have the avera of not doing tshuva. So you'll never get over the hump. But to do tshuva and everything, you can't, it's too much. Because tshuva involves charata, regret. Come on, I was doing it, I really regret, I'm asking you. No, I don't regret. I mean, I feel bad. I wish I hadn't. But am I crying like a baby? What did I do? The answer is no. I'm not holding there. So what's the answer? So let me give you the installment plan how to do tshuva. And it works like a charm. And I'll explain why. And it's not just my idea. I'll give you a heavyweight. None other than Rav Shach in Eretz Yisrael. First, let me tell you the idea. No, first I'll tell you what Rav Shach said. This was a shmooze that Rav Shach gave in the yeshiva of Grodno, 27th of Elul, Tov Shin Mem Tes. What, 36 years ago? Shoyle Noisai Bacharim. The students asked me, said Rav Shach, my Mahava, what am I going to do with the past? Moishim and Mahava, what am I going to do with the past? I can't regret everything that I did, cry like a baby, really mean it fully, completely. Said Rav Shach, Arba Emes, Yesh L'Shkayach Mava, forget about the past. Yeah, you'll have Charata. But he said, Rakla Kabel Mikanala Boy, accepted from here on in. Listen to this, Rolayla Kabel Allah Koil, don't you, I'm from now on. Don't do that. Kim Yakabal Akoil, if you'll accept, you'll change everything. Lawyer Kaim Klum, you won't do anything. Said Rav Shach, Rak Yikach Prat Echot Shiyachal Akayim. This is a quote from a shmooz that Rav Shach gave his Bukhrim in Eretz Yisrael. Where was it? I'm sorry, Grodno. No? Maybe then it's a show. He said, take one thing. Kol echad, each individual, shem mago, she'enu mispalo kayv, if you don't feel you're dominating good enough, you kabal alasal mispalo be'elul shmein esrei rak mitoich sidur. In margish, if you feel be'atzma she'enu mabaruch b'chus ha'mazayin, you kabal alasal et mitoich ha'sidur. That's what Rav Shach was makabal on himself many years ago. For the Hashem's made tshuva, he will daven birchas mazon from a siddur. The gam dvar machayrim, he said, lekabel davish kebevada yachal lekayim, you can definitely do. Rav Dessler says, pick on something that you will definitely succeed, but it's a little bit difficult. I'll use the muscle, it's like reaching the mezuzah, which is higher. You can reach it, but you got to get on your tippy toes. Says Rav Shach with the Yavi Yisrael Advarim Nisotim. That'll bring you to other things. Kolecha Yedeya Bameshu Paritz Mike. Everybody knows what he needs. What he needs to close up the hole in the fence that he created. The Yakabal Alatzmai Dove Echot Shiyachal Akayim. It'll accept upon himself something he can do. Ach Loi Loi, but don't say Hashamnu Begadnu V'Lashar Yim Akabal Akol. And I'm going to be makabal, I won't do everything. Kilo yuchal lamba b'day, you're not going to do it. Umagish, and you feel it, you know, any yuchal lakayim is akoil. Umameilam therefore, yasa klal, you won't do anything. What are you kidding? You get overwhelmed. You'll say I can't do tshuva. God doesn't love me. My year's going to be terrible. Anti-Semitism, bombs, war, presidential election. What am I going to do? I did so many aveiros. I can't be macabre everything. God knows it. I know it. I know that God knows. He knows that I know that he knows that I know. I'm a wreck. I'm anxious. It's Wednesday. I'm kipping Shabbos. What am I going to do? Said Rav Shach, Mahaderech. And the way is, Shaman Dizcharidakol. People do that all the time. Ach, however, the Kabbal Rak Prat Mashim, a specific aspect, Lakayim B'diyuk, that you're going to do, Kigoyin Shemata Yadeya Shemayon Shishi Enoch Loimit, if you know you don't learn on Friday, he's telling this to the Bacham. If you know that you don't like Shabbos, on time, Neirais, the Kabbal Alatva, Shemayon Shishi Enoch Yeshiva, to learn, be Makabal that you like on time early. Said Rav Shach, HaTorah Dikdika, the Torah is very careful on Dvarim Kalim, on very light things. Remember the Pasha, Ekev, the mitzvahs of the hills, V'yez Mamorim Rabim Shematzino Kach. There are many, many speeches and shmuzim given on this. Said Rav Shach, as I mentioned earlier, Rotzach Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoi that Yisrael Lepiko Echevel Em Torah Mitzvah, that we gave so many Torah Mitzvahs. V'ne Kabel Kabbalah B'leib Kol Echad Yekabel Lulmoy Toi Basmada. How does it work? So my dear friends, let me explain to you how and why it works. Do you remember the first house you bought? I remember the first house I bought. It was $400,000. There was no way I had $400,000. My daughter wants to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem, she has a large family. She's been living in the States until she went there. She can't live in a three-room apartment. It ain't going to happen. She needs to buy a big place. Over $2 million. So what do you tell your child? You know what you tell them? You say, Mamala, Tatala, there's something called you got a mortgage from the bank. What? What does that mean? It means you only have to put down $50,000, $75,000. And you go to the bank, I will back the loan. I will co-sign, don't worry. You'll get someone to co-sign. The Abister will send someone. Wait, will the house be yours? Yes. How? The bank says, do you have a good credit rating? If you are Makabel, will the Abister believe you? Yes. On the bank and on God. Will you promise the bank if I don't have a job, I'll get a job, and if I need a second one, I'll get a second one, I'll make the monthly mortgage payment every month? Yes. Then you know what the bank says? The bank says the house is yours. What? But I don't have the amount of money that the house costs. Yeah, but the bank says I'll give you credit. Not because you did a good thing. You did one extra mitzvah, that doesn't help. You know what helps? I am committed now. I have a Kabbalah. I will start to change my ways. Every single month, I'll make the monthly payment, which I know I can do. I'll get another job. I won't spend so much money on frivolities. I'll buy less fancy clothing. I won't go out to dinner. You know the last time I went out to dinner? Okay, my wife is a mean cook. I get it. But do you understand? But you know, the last time I went out to dinner, I wanted to get something else. And I made a decision. I'd rather get help with the house than eat that. You really like the restaurant food better than the homemade food, I'm asking you. And the bank trusted me because I was macabre on myself to take a new approach and do it slowly every single month. And with that, the bank says, Tatale, Mamale, I'm your bank. I'm willing to lend you the money on credit. Don't mess up. Don't miss a monthly payment, because that means you weren't makabel to start a new leaf on life. Right now, I just want you to do a small down payment. Do what you can do. 50 G's, wonderful. 70 G's, wonderful. 100, even better. When my son-in-law, who lives in Scranton, wonderful, wonderful family, he comes to us and he calls up his parents. He says, Mommy, Daddy, we're coming with the grandkids. You know when they start to be happy as parents? When they call 10 minutes out of my house and they say, we're by the Verrazano. They're not in Scranton yet. But the parents are elated. They're excited. They've started the journey. They've reached a milestone. They've hit the Verrazano. When they get on the Gothels, they call her. They say, we're even closer. And the parents said, oh, my son-in-law's mother said, let me get the cake in the oven now. So when you get here, you'll have delicious hot cake to eat. And when they get on the turnpike in Route 80, they say, let me turn on the thermostat. And when my other son-in-law goes to his show and he says, we're at the airport in America, the parents are dancing. But they're not there yet. But it doesn't matter, because they trust that they're embarking on a new road. Listen to the heilige words of the wonderful Rambam, Atshuva mekarebes es harachokim. Tshuva does not mean repent. Tshuva means to return. When my son-in-law and the family returns to Scranton home, he is mekarebes as arachokim, they were far. When my other son-in-law returns there to Israel, and they too, Beth Hashem, are going for Sukkot tomorrow, when they call from the airport and they say, we've just passed through security, his parents will be doing a dance, a jig in the aisles, because they know that mekarebes arachokim, they're on their way. And this yesterday, said the Rambam on Tshuva. Oh, yeah, their son of you was hated with Neamaka and Meshukka to Maruchak. He was dirty with sins and Maruchak and far. The Tayeva, the Hayoim and today, who are of his beloved and Nechbad. Karav, he's close me, you did, and he's beloved. Ah, because he's a step closer. Tshuva does not mean to repent. Tshuva means to return. It works when you buy a home. It works when the kids go to their parents and in-laws. It works when you do tshuva. Because tshuva means accept something, make your down payment, get to the bridge. Pass through security in America. But start on embarking on the road to return. Take strides in the right direction. And with that, we can explain the Gemara that said, lost his love, the Avish that will bring to the Yetzirah, and will suck it with Sadiqim with Nei Rishoyim. Sadiqim Nidbalahem Kahar Gavai, like a big mountain, the Yetzirah. Urasam Nidbalahem Kachutasaira, like a strand. Halalu Beichim, Halalu Beichim, the Rishoyim will cry. The tzaddikim will cry, tzaddikim beichem, they'll say, hey, chal, yechalonu, were we able, lichbos, to conquer this hargavah, this mountain kozer, because the Yetzer was left with them like a mountain, because they had a tremendous taiva and they didn't give in. Urasayim beichem, the Rishayim will cry, v'yavim heichla, yechalonu, lichbos. They gave in and they realized after they did it, for this, how could we not lichbos to conquer the chutasaira, the strand? They both will cry. And you know what the pshat is? The Russia thinks that you got to do it all. He'll cry, I can't. And he does the aveir, and afterwards he cries, why didn't I realize that I can do it? And the Russia nidvalahemka like a mountain, but he knows that tshuva, you don't have to conquer the whole mountain. And he'll cry. It was a mountain, it was so hard. But Baruch Hashem, I listened to the message of Ayri V'Yitzhi, and I accepted the down payment to make the down payment. And with that, I was able to overcome And I was able to, my tshuva was makabel in heaven. So when you start to do tshuva, take the easiest road. Easy meaning something you can do. And something that's a little difficult that you're not used to. So meyach bachu b'yaldu secha, follow the path of your heart like the young child. Follow your heart. You know what we have to do, tshuva. We all know. Ramat Hashem, there's a tzalik l'vacha, reminds us when we stand in tshuva and Yom Kippur to do tshuva. The thought can sometimes be intimidating. We may lose heart. We may feel dejected. Will we be successful? Yes, no. But we need to be makabel on Yom Kippur. Cry and say, hey, mister. I'm starting on my way home. I'm returning. I'm by the bridge. I pass through security. I can do one thing. Whether it's one brach, have kabbana. Whether it's one brach and one essay, have kabbana. Whether it's benodim chaveri. Whether it's shalom, whether it's Torah, whether it's chesed. And I'll leave you with one last story. October 7th. Will forever go down as a very sad day in the history of the Jewish people. But if there's any solace to the horrifying events of that dreadful day, it was recounted in an article in the Jerusalem Post, July 28, 2024. The article reads in part, and I quote, "There's been a revolution in spirituality since October 7th, that dreadful day in Jewish history, and it's been happening one small step at a time. We meet in a deeper way," said the article. There was a lecturer who said, "We meet in a deeper way, and the encounter is a meeting between souls who want to learn and become stronger together, especially with the young audience." And this lecturer said, he writes in the article, "I told the audience that to get a final picture of victory, you have to pay attention to the small achievements along the way. The goal is not just to see the pictures together, but to adopt the way of thinking. Start looking for small movements in our lives and echo them." And listen what happened the very next day. This lecturer says, "I received a message from a soldier named Yishai Tergeman. He sent a picture of a group of soldiers putting on tefillin together with an explanation that moved me very much. I quote, 'This is our victory picture. Noam Ramati, the commander, was with us soldiers in combat. He couldn't put on tefillin all day, and the sun had already set. All the soldiers felt his sorrow. This is the first time since his bar mitzvah that he was able to put on his tefillin. The tefillin were a very few meters away, but it was forbidden to move there during the war, let alone to start putting them on.'" So you know what happened the next day, the article says? The next day, all of the soldiers, all capital A, capital L, capital L, all the soldiers, even those who hadn't worn tefillin since their bar mitzvah, asked to put on tefillin with him, one after the other. So I beg you, pick one mitzvah. Make it yours. Make a down payment. Ask Hashem, I want to be closer. I'm returning to you. I'm by the bridge. I went to security. I'm doing tshuva. Help. Avishda, help me make the rest of my payments monthly. And I will do whatever I can. L'David Hashem, Ayri v'Yishi. Ayri is the light, that he's the melech, and we can do it with his help. V'Yishi is the salvation. L'David Hashem, Ayri v'Yishi, Mimira, who is there to be fearful of? Hashem, Moz Chayai, he's the stronghold in my life. Mimi Ebchod, from whom is there to have dread? If we internalize L'dovar Hashem Oyri V'Yishi, which we will be saying on Yom Kippur itself, and we're makabel and we have charote, We regret and we accept for the future, and we are zivus hachet, leave the sin. We can't do it all at once, but make the down payment. Acquire the home today. The bank trusts you. As long as you keep your word and you make your monthly payment, pick one mitzvah and do it. The easiest thing in the world. And when you're kind of that, do another one and then another one. And in that chus, we'll be able to do tshuva. In that chus, we'll be able to bring geula. And in that chus, we'll be able to say, B'dovar Hashem, Oy Rivi Ishi. Thank you for listening. Have a gemach simatoyva.